はい、ジャパニーズポット101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
おはよう東京、ちぐさです。
よしです。
Peter here. Survival phrases number 47. As always brought to you by Eric Claren, the translation and interpretation specialist. Okay, we're back with another survival phrases. And today we're working on a survival phrase that may or may not work. We'd love to hear your feedback because recently in Japan, a lot of places are refusing to do this. Chigusa-san, what are we talking about today?
We're talking about breaking large bills.
That's it. Now, as we said in Japan, they don't have the equivalent of a 20. So Chigusa-san, can you just refresh our memory? Can you list all of the Japanese currency for us?
1 yen.
1 yen.
5 yen.
5 yen.
10 yen.
10 yen.
50 yen.
50 yen.
100 yen.
100 yen.
500 yen.
500 yen. Okay, we'll stop right there. Now in the past, before the cell phone generation, this phrase may have been needed much more. But now we're getting into the bills, and here's where it may come in handy.
1000 yen.
1000 yen.
5000 yen.
5000 yen.
10000 yen.
10000 yen. So, are we going to include the 2,000 yen in there?
2,000 yen.
So, they brought this one into circulation a while ago, but now we hear that they're not making any new ones, which means that it doesn't have a promising future. Okay, so today we're going to work on breaking a larger amount of money into a smaller one. And we're going to kind of focus on bills. So, today's phrase will give you the tools to break whatever amount you have into a smaller amount. So, please listen to the following two conversations. They're very short. Listen, see what you can pick up. Afterwards, we'll give it to you one more time slowly. Then we'll give you the English. Then we're going to break it down. All right, here we go.
いらっしゃいませ。
すみません。両替お願いします。
申し訳ございません。両替はお断りしています。
いらっしゃいませ。
すみません。これを崩してください。
はい、かしこまりました。
One more time, slowly, please.
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。すみません。両替お願いします。
申し訳ございません。両替はお断りしています。
すみません。これを崩してください。
はい、かしこまりました。
This time, Chigusa-san and Yoshi-san will give you the Japanese and I'll give you the English. Here we go.
すみません。
Excuse me.
両替お願いします。
Change this money, please.
申し訳ございません。
I'm terribly sorry.
両替はお断りしています。
We refuse to change money.
すみません。
Excuse me.
これを崩してください。
Please break this.
はい、かしこまりました。
Yes, understood.Okay, so we gave you two ways of asking to have your money broken into smaller denominations, but only one worked. Now, Yoshi-san, do you think it's the phrase or just the way we set it up?
Just the way we set it up.
Yeah. Both phrases are perfectly acceptable. We're going to break them down in a minute, but first, let's just give you some of the key vocabulary in there. Chigusa-san, first word, please.
両替
Exchange money.
両替両替
Now, this is the same word you'd use when exchanging one currency into another. For example, when you first get to the airport, Narita Airport, what would you say to exchange dollars to yen, for example, or euros to yen?
両替お願いします。
Please exchange and whatever currency you have. Okay, so same here. Same word for exchanging one currency into another and for breaking larger denominations to smaller denominations. Then we have
崩す
To break, to destroy.
崩崩す
And we're going to take a look at this in context in a minute. Now let's jump back to that conversation. Chigusa-san, can you give us the first line one more time?
すみません。両替お願いします。
What's the first part of that?
すみません。
Excuse me. And when getting someone's attention, this is the phrase you want to use. This is followed by?
両替お願いします。
First we have the word for exchange. That is?
両替
Okay, notice the e syllable at the end. Break it down one more time.
両替両替
Followed by the expression
お願いします
Exchange, please. So when saying this, you have the money out in your hand and you're showing them the money. You can even say this. Our expression was exchange please, literally. And what's inferred is the bill. So if we were to interpret it into English, can you make change please? But if we wanted to put in the word for this in Japanese, how do we do that, Chikusa-san?
これを両替お願いします。
And what's the word for this?
これ。
Break it down.
これ、これ。
And marked by the object marker.
お。
And we put the whole sentence together.
これを両替お願いします。
Literally, this exchange money please. Now again, we have to interpret here. Change this please. Or please change this. Just start from the back and work your way forward. Final word is please. Second to that, change. And we have this. Please change this. Now, the answer here is one that is becoming more and more common. And in many stores, you'll see signs even saying this, that they refuse to make change. Yoshi-san.
申し訳ございません。
I'm sorry. Now, there is a lot of grammar and things about the language that go into this expression. But it's a fixed expression that's equivalent to I'm sorry. So please just remember it this way. One more time slowly, please.
申し訳ございません。
With the first part being?
申し訳。
Roughly translates into two English words, say reason, followed by?
ございません。
A very polite form of the verb あります, to exist. And this is the negative form, so there doesn't exist. To say reason, there doesn't exist. Literally, there is nothing I can say. And if there's nothing you can say, you're sorry. And this is what it should be interpreted as this is what it means. I'm sorry. Again, the grammar behind this expression is very complex, but the expression itself, you'll hear often, especially if you're a customer, if you're coming to Japan, you'll hear it at many places. But if you remember it just as the expression, at this level, you'll be okay. I'm sorry.
了解はお断りしています。
I'm terribly sorry. We're not in the policy of making change. We refuse to change money, is the interpretation. Now, first give us the first word. Give us the expression one more time, then give us the first word.
了解はお断りしています。
What's the first word in there?
了解。
We had this exchange money. This is marked by?
わ。
Topic particle わ here, as this is what's being discussed. Notice how it doesn't take the object marker. This is followed by?
お断り。
お断り。Can you break this down?
お、こ、と、わ、り、お断り。
This is refuse. It's actually conjugated. And again, the grammar behind this is beyond the scope of this lesson. But it comes from the verb
断る
to refuse. To finish off this expression we have
しています
present progressive of the verb する. So it literally translates to exchange. We are refusing. Literally, that's what it means. Again, you have to take it from the context. The person speaking is someone working at the store. Here, the employee is representing the store. Kind of. So, we refusing exchange. Again, literally. But here, in Japanese, a present progressive, it can represent an existing state. And they're in the state of refusing. So, once that's established, we don't make change, is how it should be interpreted. Again, we're going to walk you through this. There's a lot inferred in Japanese. But that's the beauty of it. You can say so much with so little. And once you pick up these subtle nuances, it's really going to come together. So, Yoshi-san, can you give us what the store person said one more time?
申し訳ございません。両替はお断りしています。
I'm sorry. We don't change money. That's it. That's all they're saying. It's just in a very polite format. It's like it's in this big box. And once you open up that big box, there's really not that much in there. It's just very, very polite.Formal way of saying it. Okay, so Chigusa moves on to the next store. And in this store, she tries a different way of saying it. Again, both are okay to use. This time Chigusa says,
すみません。
Excuse me?
これを崩してください。
Please break this. First part of that expression?
これ。
This. Again, intentionally, in the previous example, we introduced これ to show you what it would be like to have this here. So we have this, marked by the object marker.
を。
Followed by
崩して
which is the te form of the verb
崩す
to destroy. But in the case of money, it means to break. Think about it this way. You're breaking the money apart into smaller denominations, breaking the money. Followed by
ください
please. So literally, this break please. Again, start from the back. Please break this. That's all there is to it. Please break this. And Yoshi-san, which way do you use?
I'm not sure which one I use. I think I use both.
And that's what we want to get at. Both are perfectly okay to use. Chigusa-san, how about yourself?
Depends on which mood I'm in.
Depends on the mood.
I use both.
Okay, and in this case, this one worked?
Hai, kashikomarimashita.
Yes, understood. And this one, again, we've given you over and over. It's the extremely polite way. It's just a very formal way of saying understood. And if you come to Japan, you'll hear this a lot because you're the customer and the customer gets elevated. Very polite manner in dealing with the customers. But again, this word is just a very formal way of saying understood. Yoshi-san, give it to us one more time.
Hai, kashikomarimashita.
And break down the word for understood.
Kashikomarimashita. Kashikomarimashita.
All right. So now you have the ability to ask for change. Whether you're going to get it or not, I do not know. Let's give you another example when this expression could come in handy. Chigusa-san, can you tell me, when do you use this expression the most?
Like when you're going out with your friends for dinner and you want a warikan?
Which we had a whole JCC on, dividing the bill among all the parties equally.
Yes.
So you need that money.
Right.
And everybody has what kind of bills?
1万円札 or 5,000円札.
10,000 yen bills or five. It's like Murphy's Law. It's just the way it is. Everybody, if you have four people, they're all going to have 1万円.
Yes.
Just the way it is. So this is another case you would ask the person working at the restaurant for change. And usually with this, they don't have a problem at all. It's fine if you've eaten there or paid some money at that place, but walking off the street and asking for change. But to tell you the truth, I haven't been turned down yet.
Really?
Yeah.
You're a lucky guy.
You have? You've been turned down, Yoshi-san?
A few times.
It's all in the way of asking. Well, I guess I could pretend that I don't understand what they're saying. And maybe that's why they give it to me. They're just like, oh, he doesn't get it. All right, just give it to him.
Maybe.
Like sometimes you feel kind of bad if you're not buying anything at that store. You just want to exchange money. So you like buy the cheapest gum or candy.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Walking up with the 1万円札. I always go for the 30 yen cookies. Like the strawberry or vanilla ones. Yeah, those work out quite nice.
Or lollipops.
Yeah. But they just don't have the selection in Japan. But anyway, getting carried away. In the US, it's really tough to get change without buying anything. And then sometimes, I even get a hard time if I buy something that's not worth it for them. Like if I go in and I buy the cheapest thing with a $100 bill, I've been turned down. No, I'm not selling it to you.
Ah, really?
Yep.
Really? You couldn't buy it?
Nope, I had to buy more.
No. That's hostile.
Really hostile. I was pretty shocked. Well, I mean, I had a 5-cent piece of gum for a $100 bill, so I can understand where the guy is coming from, but still.
But you know, I can understand why sometimes they have to turn you down. Because, as I worked in a soap store, sometimes my manager told me to go get change because everyone paid with big bills. And, you know, like soon, all the dollar bills, you know, $5 bills, even the quarters went out.
They were all gone?
Yeah. And on the weekend, sometimes I had to go get change to the banks and they were closed or, you know, it was really hard.
Did you have like another store, like a store you kind of had to deal with? Like if you couldn't use the bank? I know like a lot of businesses have that. They have like the sister store. They'd run in and break things and change the money back and forth?
Yeah. If the bank was closed, then, or if, you know, I had to get the money soon because the customer's waiting, then I usually went to the jewelry store next door or the coffee shop on the corner. But the thing was, like, they were also out of, smaller bills.
When I used to live in Ibaraki Prefecture, they had this too, like small stores, like a lot of the mom and pop stores. You know, the Japanese economy, it's kind of misunderstood. There are so many big businesses that are known throughout the world, but the majority, a huge part of the economy is supported by these small mom and pop shops. They have a house and in front of the house, they have a restaurant. They have a house in front of the house, they have this hardware store, kind of like this. So they, you know, they would very friendly in between them. I'd be eating and I'd give them the money. Oh, wait, I have to go change this, run to the next store and then come back. So Yeah, everyone has their own position. Chigusa-san?
Guess so.
Who do you feel sympathies for, the customer or the business? Yoshi's with the business. I'm with the customers. You're the tie-breaking vote.
This dance studio I go to, one lesson costs 2,000 yen, and they're always out of 1,000 yen bills. So there's a note saying, if you have 1,000 yen bills, please pay with them. So when I do, I try to, so that it'll help. Do you know what I mean? So I always try to help the shop person, like who's in the business.
Okay.
So they won't run out of smaller bills. Do you know what I mean?
Got it.
Yes. So yes. I win this
so
time.
So I always try to become a nice customer.
All right. Let's go on. Okay. Your son, anything that you can think of? Any tips, tricks?
No, I think these are pretty good. You know, they should work.
Yeah. Okay, that's going to do for this episode.
またね。
またね。